Greetings and Happy New Year from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of January 11th, 2025. We hope all of our listeners had a wonderful holiday and hope you are blessed with good health and happiness in 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers in the summer program of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. This weekend is a respite care weekend. Lots of indoor and outdoor activities going on. The theme is Frozen Friends. There's the movie, of course, a lot of special appearances, and much, much more planned for the weekend. If you're interested in a respite weekend, we have a number of them still coming up. They fill up fast. In January, we'll have the 24th through the 26th, and February the 7th through the 9th, and February 21st through the 23rd. So you want to sign up today. It's a great opportunity for your special needs son or daughter to have a great time here at Camp Courageous, and you have a little bit of time to yourself. Travel campers had a great time down in Iowa City for a University of Iowa men's basketball game this past week. Then another group of campers headed over for a Harlem Globetrotters game on Friday night. Once again, a great time, and you can always guess who's going to win when the Harlem Globetrotters are playing, but a great fun time for all. Camp Courageous is also supplying staff and cross-country skis, snowshoes, and other things for Iowa Special Olympics going on this weekend in Dubuque at sundown and various other locations throughout the Dubuqueland area. And Camp Courageous has been doing that for decades. It's good to be a part of Special Olympics. If you're marking your calendar and you're a camper or you have a family member that's a camper, coming up on Valentine's Day, we're going to have a huge dance here at camp. It's the Cupid Shuffle. Everything is free, snacks, beverages, all open to adult campers and their family and friends. Music, dancing, bowling, games, you name it. It'll be, once again, on Valentine's Day, the 14th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Durgan Pavilion. If you want to register a camper for week-long sessions, respite care, etc., go to the Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org, and you can schedule right now. Camp Courageous is continuing to look for staff. Right now, we have an assistant aquatics director position open. Our adventure director position is open, along with counselors, either seasonal or year-round. Back in the 80s, I had the good fortune of meeting a gentleman by the name of Bob South. Bob South ran Apache Hose. He was getting at that retirement age, and he decided to sell Apache Hose to his employees in an ESOP. And he split that money from the ESOP with the Greater Cedar Rapids Community Foundation and Camp Courageous. And Bob and I were going to take a trip to Canada the day that he passed. And his wife, Liz, lived on, and when she passed, the money was distributed. Bob was key to building our main lodge area. Bob said to me, and I remember it still today, is, Charlie, build it once and build it right. Don't come back in a few years asking me for more money because you want to enlarge it. And that's exactly what we did. Our whole philosophy of building changed in 1990, and we built the lodge, and then we built South Cabin in honor of Bob and Liz South. That now is many decades old, and we're in the process of refurnishing it. All new windows, all new doors. Everything has been torn out inside, and we're completely redoing that structure. So if you'd like to support that, get a hold of us, and we'll be telling you more about that as that progresses along. And fundraisers, we have fruitcakes now, half price on in here to January. Regularly $10, now they're $5. You can get those $5 fruitcakes either at Camp Courageous or anytime we're out at a particular location. You just let us know ahead of time. Kettleson RV is once again having their pancake breakfast to benefit Camp Courageous. It's a free will donation. It'll be February 1st from 8 a.m. to 11. at 1500 Kelson Drive in Hiawatha. If there are any fruitcakes left, we'll have them there at half price for $5. So a big thank you to the Kelson family who has been supporting Camp Courageous virtually since the camp was started. Camp Courageous has a winter sale going on here right at Camp Courageous in our main lodge area. It's Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Fridays from 8 to 6. It's closed on Saturdays. It's always open the first Sunday of every month from 2 to 6, right after respite. The address here at camp is 12007 on 190th Street. Every day, things are changing. People are bringing in things. I just brought in like three cases of model trucks and cars and things like that from years ago. Just lots of everything from furniture to clothes, you name it, is here. And likewise, we have the big Manchester garage sale going strong. Over 100 volunteers working away, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. And they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all those that support the Manchester garage sale. The need of the week is San Janar cutting boards. They're cutting boards for our kitchen area, and we certainly appreciate those. Individuals that passed and their memorials come to Camp Courageous. Deborah Thielen Cooker has passed away. She was the daughter of Dwayne and Gladys Tolan. Gladys was known here throughout the area as a cookie lady. She supplied hundreds of dozens of cookies for campers and staff here at Camp Courageous, a real sweetheart. Deb and Cinda were their daughters, and they followed in mom's footsteps. And also, a ball of energy, Cinda was out here with memorial donations for her sister, and we're grateful for all the support that they've given us for decades. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.